You're listening to Developing a Core Team Week on the newchurches.com Q&A podcast.
Developing a core team. That's
what was that?
I'm excited about developing a core team.
Sounded like someone punched you in the gut.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this week, we are going to be listening to developing a core team. Yeah, all week this week.
That's how that works. I see what you're doing there.
All week this week, we will be. I was trying to figure out a way to add week again, but I can't. It's late in the afternoon.
When I'm weak, he is strong. Let's go.
Oh, bam. What? Yeah, so this week we are going to be giving you a preview on our developing a core team course. And what's fantastic about this course, as we did research on this, and we had modules on this both on our Essential Campus Pastoring course and our Essential Church Planning course, you know, both of them had a single module on the 18 module courses on core team or core group launch team. But that's really just a matter of getting ready. These are the high level things that you need to know, be, and do. But this course, we decided to actually do a deep dive on equipping you as the church planter or equipping you as the campus pastor to know how to recruit and how to train a core team. So that's what this week is all about. It's us giving you a preview on that. You can go to newchurches.com/core team to actually preview the course yourself as well. But we'll be commenting on a few of the modules this week.
Mm-hmm. I think I just decided you're a faker. You're a poser.
Why am I a poser?
Well, you say resources, but yeah. You say research. Why do you say research? Research, and you say resources. I think you're faking your Canadian accent.
Research?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm supposed to say research?
Research if you say resources.
Resources. I should say British. You're listening to the newchurches.com podcast. No, that's not. I cannot do any ad kit? Accents.
Accents or ad kit.
So let's listen in to our first segment on developing a core team.
What does training look like? How should we look at recruiting a launch team? How does this even happen? I want to propose 10 steps to recruiting a solid launch team. Now, this is a long process. This is a good process. This is a difficult process. But I think overall, by the end of this, you will have a solid launch team. It's tempting when you're recruiting a launch team to just want to take everybody that signs up or that wants to be involved. And I think there are dangers in that. I think a healthy process is needed. So I want to look at 10 steps to building a strong core team. First thing that we need when it comes to considering a launch team is you need to build a vision for the church plant or the campus. Now, what I mean by building a vision is typically a vision for the church plant or vision for a campus comes from a senior pastor or a senior leadership team at the church doing the sending. I want to suggest that that this new vision be communicated from the senior pastor to the congregation. You may be, as the church planter or campus pastor, a recipient of that vision. They may have come to you and said, hey, we want you to plant this church. We want you to plant this campus. Or you may have come to them and said, hey, I feel this desire in my heart to plant a church or plant a campus. Regardless of that method, I think it's best for the senior pastor to be the one that communicates the vision from his heart to the church. It's only going to help you recruit a better launch team. So we want to build a vision for the campus. Secondly, the pastor needs to cast the vision for the new campus before staff team and leadership. And so even wherever you sit on the bus, whether it be inside of a local church already under the senior pastor's leadership, or if you are a church planter trying to raise funds, I think first, a vision happens from the senior pastor of the church to the staff team and leadership of the church. Prayerfully, some of the leadership or prayerfully some of the staff team may have a desire that would resonate with what you're trying to do, with where you're trying to plant in, with where you're trying to launch in. And they would say, hey, we want to invest in this. We want to go with him. It's important for that vision to filter out to the staff team and leadership of the church first. Third, we want to cast the vision for the new campus before the church. Once again, this is the senior pastor of the established church, the church that you are hopefully launching out from. That senior pastor needs to come before your church and cast the vision for the church plant or the campus. A clear vision. Now, this vision, I would suggest, needs to have ideas. Where will you be planting at? What community will you be planting in? Where will this church plant or campus be meeting at? What will the structure be like? What will the leadership look like? All these things are important, and as much details as that pastor can give, the better it's going to be on your behalf for the recipients of folks who sign up to be on the core team. So we want the senior pastor to cast the vision before the church. Fourth, we want to invite people into an application process. Now, what I mean by that is we want to provide a method that people who may have interest in going with you to plant your church or plant your campus, we want them to have a method to which they can sign up to do so. That can be online, that can be in paper form. I would recommend in every form of possible. I think as many options as you can offer people, the better. And so as they sign up in this application process, they're going to be filling out an application for going with you. They're going to tell you all kinds of information of where they live at, why they want to go with you. There's going to be opportunity for them to share their testimony on that application form. You want to know about their family, about their children. All these things are going to be on that document, so you can get as much information as you can. But the application process is important to provide you with a filter so you can sit and read through and think through and prayerfully consider who these people are. So invite people into an application process. Fifth, you want to interview all who apply. Everyone who applies in the application process, I want to recommend that you sit down with over coffee, over lunch, over breakfast, have a face-to-face conversation with them, talk to them, hear their story, hear about their family. What you're listening for is their heart. Why are they wanting to go with you? Some people want to be involved in new things just because it's new and fresh. But ultimately, they're not going to help you because they just want to be involved and be there. What you're looking for is people who have a heart for the community, people who really have a desire to serve the Lord at something new. You are really working towards building disciples, not attenders. And so you want to listen to their heart and identify if this person genuine in their conversation. Are they genuinely desiring to go and serve? Because church planting or planting a campus is not an easy task. It is a difficult, laborious task of setting up, tearing down, of meeting with people, of greeting, of being very hospitable, of being very engaged with people. And so you want people who are invested, not just for a short term, not just because they want something new, but because they love the gospel and they love people and they want to see the gospel advance. So you want to interview all who apply.
So that was Ronnie Floyd, who is the lead pastor at Christ Community Church. Why are you laughing? Laughing at Ronnie?
No, I'm laughing at you because in your Canadian accent, you said Ronnie Floyd.
Oh, Ronnie Floyd.
Instead of Ronnie Parrott.
Okay, I got to do that again.
No, you don't.
No,
keep rolling.
Yeah. No.
Keep rolling. You got to just roll with that. It's okay. Ronnie Floyd, he does listen, I think.
He does. So, and Ronnie Parrott did work with Ronnie Floyd.
It's a tale of two Ronnies.
It is a tale of two. I don't know how I made the mistake.
You know what Ronnie learned from Ronnie? Ronnie learned the importance of vision and vision casting because people give their time, talent, and treasure to vision, and they don't to anything else. One of the, I think, biggest issues for churches in the coming days is that younger generations do not give to an institution. Hmm. They give to vision. And so when you're starting out a plant, or you're opening a campus, it can't just be, we're going to make it more convenient for people or whatever. You've got to have a compelling vision.
Mm-hmm. So what's neat about that is you look at the first five steps for recruiting a core team. And later on in the course, he actually presents a 12-week training outline for you to use to actually train your core team to be a really good core. And whether you're going more the core group process or, you know, route or the launch team route, this 12-week training curriculum that Ronnie provides in this course will actually help you get there. So not only to recruit, but actually to train them. And then that'll lead you to be able to launch well. But building a vision, casting the vision to your staff, to your leadership, to your just key supporters, and then to the church. I mean, that that needs to happen before you can even make the ask.
And have great hair.
And have great hair.
Both Ronnies have great hair. I admire them both for their hair. It's amazing.
You know what? They do have good hair.
They both do.
Yeah, they do.
It's essential,
that's
I think.
True. And they put a lot of product in their hair.
We both put a lot of product in our hair.
We both.
So we can't talk.
All right. And the people fourth step.
Yeah, never mind.
So the fourth step is actually inviting people to an application process. I mean, that's, I mean, there's some people who are like, doesn't that make it too formal to actually ask people to apply to be a part of your core team? What are your thoughts on that, Todd?
Yeah. I mean, I think that an interview process is important so that you know what you're getting and who's coming in, who you're inviting in, because those people, the leaders there, will set the tone for everything else. So you have one shot at creating a team that you want to launch with and launch well, and that will really embed the culture quickly. If you get the wrong team, you will get the wrong culture, because culture is really shared behavior. And so choose the values and competencies well that you want in your core team, because they are sure to replicate themselves.
Yeah. And in the application form that's a part of this course, you'll actually see questions like, oh, so what skills, what are you bringing to the table? I mean, it really is a way to filter. That's really what it is. It's not a formal application form like, hey, give me your resume and the jobs that you've worked on. I mean, that's not what we're talking about here. This is really a way to filter, a way to get their background and really understand what they love about this potential vision for the new church. And that actually then allows you to have a framework and a basis to have that interview. And that interview, once again, it really is a way to determine chemistry, because anyone who's going to be a part of your core team needs to be able to fit well with you, be on the same page as you, so that you can launch well. So tomorrow, when we come back and continue developing a core team week, we will actually listen to the next five steps to recruiting a solid launch team. Now, if you purchase developing a core team today, tonight, before midnight central, right? Today's June 5th. And if you purchase developing a core team at newchurches.com/core team before midnight, you will actually get 500 New Churches reward points. So that's $50 worth of New Churches rewards points that then goes to, that you can put to any other course at the site.
Sweet.
Yeah, because usually it's just, we give you, if you paid $149, you get 149 points. But we'll actually give you 500 points if you purchase before midnight. You don't need a code. You can just go to newchurches.com/core team and get that today. Well, we will be back tomorrow to continue the next five steps to recruiting a solid launch team.